you? What's stopping you from doing what God has called you to do? Just like in the book of Nehemiah, he had a great concern for the people of God, the welfare of Jerusalem, which led him to take on a bold action. Hallelujah. Bold action. Look at somebody and say, be bold. Lord, be bold. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Proverbs 21 says, the wicked flee when no man pursue. He flees. But the righteous is bold as a lion. The lion is considered the king of the beasts. He's noted for grace and power. He has no fear of the other beasts. He has confidence. We too must be just like that lion. We got to have confidence in our God going to bring us out. We may be in a battle right now, but I tell you, I see the end. And he's going to bring us out like pure gold. The fire may be on my tail, but God going to bring me out. Hallelujah. You got to understand that the God you serve is Jehovah Jireh, your provider. He's El Shaddai. He's the God that's more than enough. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's my shepherd and I shall not want. I shall not fear. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty, my cup gonna run over. I know my best is yet to come. Good God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You got to have confidence, I say, in God. You got to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I meant to bring my radio out here. Because see, your mind is just like that radio you keep on. The devil keeps feeding it. And feeding doubt and unbelief and worry and frustration. That's his job. That's his job to frustrate you, to break you down, to make you believe that you ain't gonna make it. But you got to switch it off. You got to switch it off. Hallelujah. It's gonna take you a while to switch it off. But if you keep binding that devil and say you a liar, God is on my side. The hope of glory lives in me. I'm more than a conqueror. I will make it. I will make it. I will, I will, I will, I will. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And he'll shut up and he'll flee from you in the name of Jesus. He will go. He will go. But you got to open your mouth and not lay there and talk about, I can't, I can't. No, no, yes, you can, yes, you can. Yes, you can make it. You can do all things through Christ that strengthen you. Make them your strength. Make them your strength, hallelujah. Talk to him. Say, God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you're going to do it. God, I'm not going to even try to figure it out because you got all by yourself, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just as he brought David, a young lad, to the battle. You got to look at it and say, hey, this is just conditioning me for my future. It's just making me better. It's fixing my character. It's fixing my attitude. When I'm going, this situation is just getting me stronger because I know I got to do some things for God. And I know the enemy going to come back later at me, but I'm going to be strong already. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Look at somebody and say, we win. We win. Hallelujah. Look at another friend and say, we win. Amen. Declared, you win. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to know it. You got to know it. You got to know it. Thank you, Jesus. So 1 John 14:18-19 says, herein our love made perfect. You got to be driven by love and not hate. No matter what they do to you, you still got to love them. You got to say, I love him in Jesus' name. I seen so many people, their kids got killed and their car, you know, hit the kid. And it was like, you know, I don't want nothing to happen to them because I love them in Jesus' name. I got Jesus in my heart. My child might be dead, but I'm going to get over this right here because I know God still got a plan for my life. He still got a plan for my family. I love them in Jesus' name. In my flesh, I can't love them, but in Jesus, I can. I forgive them. I forgive them. I forgive them. You got to say,